people have been sharing their problems with Cheryl all her life, even before she was a therapist. During a session, she lets every emotion show, frowning in sympathy and rolling her eyes when patients try to fool her. She began her career working with children who had been abused. When first offered a chance to work with sex offenders, she refused. But she decided to go to a session out of curiosity. I was like, oh God, I'm walking into this group of disgusting, dirty, icky men, Cheryl says. But when she arrived, the men looked like her neighbors and friends, and some genuinely wanted to change. She decided to take on the challenge, and later she and Jennifer started up a practice. They both still work with survivors and know that the damage these men have wrought on their victims cannot be undone. But they have come to believe counseling can curtail most offenders' impulses and allow them to function safely in society. I hear the awfulest stories and even have to excuse myself to throw up, Cheryl says. Sometimes these guys come in here complaining about having to drive a little further to get groceries because they're on the registry, and I'm like, to hell with you. Think of how your victim feels. Many patients don't want to contend with what they've done to their victims, at least initially. Some therapists ask their patients to attend local sentencing hearings and listen to other victims' testimonies. Others instruct their patients to role play as their victims. Cheryl opts for a more personal approach. When Rob was 20 years old, he partied a lot. He would stay out late, ignoring his mom's texts, and drive home drunk, literally every night. He met a 15-year-old girl at a party and had sex with her. Her parents pressed charges, and Rob didn't tell his own mother until he had a court date set. He spent 1 year in prison for statutory rape and another 2 for parole violations. When he first met Cheryl, he told her, "Lady, I'll sit here, but I don't need therapy, and I don't care about this." Eventually, he became one of the most active members in the group. He does electrical work now, thanks, he says, to the therapy he once dismissed. He got the job through a man who went through Cheryl's program before him. Rob recently proposed to his fiancée and has since brought her to a few individual therapy sessions. She is older than him and has 2 daughters. He can't attend their school plays or graduation. Cheryl asks Rob how treatment has helped him to take responsibility for what he did. He speaks in vague terms about how he screwed up. Cheryl stops him. Define what screwed up means. Be specific. I had a good job. I was working, he says. Instead of listening to my family and the people who cared about me, I just rebelled. And then what happened? I committed my offense. He can't bring himself to say what that offense was. What were the consequences of that? I lost everything. That's still about you, honey, Cheryl says. What happened to your victim? Her life was affected. I don't know how. I haven't had contact with her.